Welcome to another episode of the District Connect by Co-Creation Hub, where we explore innovative solutions and initiatives shaping the world of education and technology. I'm your host for today, Shalom Angorigo, Learning Development Associate at CC Hub, and in the studio with me is Dr. Ademola Adenubi, the CEO and co-founder of EduTans, an integrated cloud-based school management system that is digitizing school administration and management. Welcome, Dr. Adenubi. Good to have you on the call and in the studio with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Shalom. It's nice being here also. Great.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for making out the time to join us in the studio today. Moving on, I'm sure our listeners will be itching to hear who Mr. Adenubi is and, you know, just get to know you and EduTams briefly. Over to yourself.
My name is Dr. Ademola Adenubi, and I'm the founder and CEO of EduTams. So at EduTams, just like you've said, what we do is we develop a one-stop platform with a reimagined experience for all education stakeholders. So we're not actually segregating. So we're focusing on all education stakeholders, be it governments, be it private school administrators, teachers, learners, even parents. We're putting everybody in the focus. And what we do is we digitize schooling to enhance the administration of both private and government schools by improving also the teaching and learning experience so that teachers and learners can have a newly imagined experience. And all of this is geared towards ensuring that data is available for government and for private school administrators to be able to take informed decision on the administration of their schools, so that we will not be saying that decision is skewed because they are not informed by real and valid data. So EduTams aims at providing all of this. And then we're also trying to concern ourselves with two critical things. Access, that we're making access to digital tools possible for schools and for government. We're also making this affordable because it's also one critical thing that we're addressing. So we're addressing accessibility, and then we're also addressing affordability. So for EduTams, we are providing everything about digitizing schooling and optimizing processes in school, just everything at the price of one. So you want to automate your result, automate your record of learners, parents, communication between parents and schools. You want to digitize attendance. You want to also digitize learning materials and distribution to schools, you know, even up to payment of fees and collections and settlements. So doing all of this just for the price of one. And then designing the platform in such a way that we can work with multiple agents to be able to ensure that where we cannot reach, EduTams can be there.
Great. Well done, sir. Well done. I mean, if I was a user, I'm totally sold out. I particularly love the line, everything at the price of one. You know, it makes it more catchy and intriguing. And I also love the fact that, you know, it's accessible. All education stakeholders can use it. Not just, you know, there's no segregation like you have put it. And both private and the public, you know, sector, really, really interesting. Like you said, the one-stop shop.
Wow.
Well done, sir. So would
you thank you very much.
What brought about this innovative solution? I mean, my listeners will agree with me that this is a really innovative solution, everything at the price of one. So what brought about this innovative solution? What gaps did you identify?
One, it's brought out of personal conviction. From my days in the university, that was when it started. I was very lucky graduating from the university in computer science as the best students. But I also realized that I was the best student in computer science. I was the best student in my sciences department. I was also the best student in the faculty of science.
Come and sit at the feet of Dr. Daniel Bio. we can get the spirit of excellence. Well done.
Thank you very much. So there are quite a lot of things that I experienced at that time. You know, you are leaving the university and then your transcript was not ready. I was also very lucky that at the time I finished, I got a state government scholarship for a master's degree at the University of Nottingham in UK. And then you need to process transcript. And this was a whole lot of issue that I went through that time. So I returned back and also had to work with the government at that level. And at every time that I participated in some critical decision in government, data was one thing that government could not lay their hands on. A lot of intervention that the government then wanted to do, but there was just no reliable data.
Even when they
wanted to produce decks and shares for schools, the data that was showing government data was that they had provided enough. But the reality on the field was that there was still no much of gaps to fill. So at that time I left, I was also lucky. I got scholarship for a PhD at the University.
Wow.
So, and as I also entered into the tertiary education as a faculty member, I also discovered that this issue also exists. There was no clear digitization of results. People were weighed down, lecturers were possibly just overused, not because they have to, but because there were so much of
manual. The workload was a lot.
So the workload was much, but quite a lot of these things could be digitized. So it was at that time that it became almost important for me that we needed to do a solution that can cut across all of these sectors, whether it's private school, whether it is government school, whether it's even tertiary institution. We need a solution that works around that framework. And so we started the EduTerms as a research interest, and then we build a solution.
This is interesting.
For the university at that time, and by 2015, it was almost something that became more interesting because as more institutions that we introduced EduTerms to, they were excited that could this be work within Nigerian space, or could there be a local solution that could be this adaptive and customizable to our way of doing things. And we started building EduTerms, and I think today we're about to build EduTerms as a three-suit application, one targeting for private basic school so that all the stakeholders within the private basic schools are covered under our EduTerms basic. And then we have the EduTerms essential that we also deploy.
We'll get into that.
The motivation was actually from personal conviction. That we have a gap that we have to fill, a gap in terms of data that government needs to do policy, and also in terms of helping the private school to optimize their processes, and also concern about how to improve learning outcomes. Learners want to read, but then they do not get the content in the way they work now, especially this generation. You know, what happens with this generation is that we're not teaching the way they learn. So we have to start thinking of getting them to learn, getting to teach
in the way they'll learn.
So we have to teach the way to learn. And so the way they learn now is that they want to get a lot of content in digital form. They can always play with. So not that you just dump 10-page thing or 100-page thing for them to read. So we have to chunk it. And so we have to build EduTerms in that line. And those were the motivation that we have to cut across.
Great. Well done, sir. I can totally relate. I think I graduated sometime in 2018, and it was up until mid this year I got my transcript from the university.
So.
I mean, listeners, I think this is the time we give it up for Dr. Adenubi. I mean, a two-time master degree holder. I mean, thank you so much once again.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
And being with us this afternoon. And my next question, why the name EduTerms? Edu, I know education. How about, the suffix? Why the name EduTerms?
Okay. let me give you a full name. So the whole idea is about what exactly do we do in education? So the EduTerm is Technology Assisted Education Management System.
Interesting.
So we just put TAMS. So it's the education in at the middle that we put at the front. So we now have EduTerms, which is Technology Assisted Education Management System.
Wow, Technology Assisted Education Management System. I'm sure my listeners will choose to get to find out what the meaning is. Yes. Wow, that's a beautiful abbreviation. Well done, sir. Thank you. You have spoken a lot about school management, three-tier suits. if I got you right, and yes. You know how your solution is not just for schools but also for the government and tertiary institutions, right? Yes, I would want to know what are the specific offerings of the government, the tertiary institutions, and how does EduTAMS benefit them? You know, how does it fit for their use?
Yeah, in the public system, what we have done is that we're about to look at what's the need of government. You know, and then I have to rely on what has been my experience when I worked in the public space. Basic thing for government is government has multiple schools, but do not have a structure to manage them. So they have quite a number of education stakeholders, education officers that works at the state level, at the zonal level. And then there are principals and teachers in all of these schools. So each school exists as if it's a system on its own, but government oversees all of this. So we have to now think of how will government sit at the center and create a single platform that can manage all of these schools and still give each of the schools a sense of their own platform. And then from the activities that happens within each of these schools, data is generated for government to begin to take some insights and to take decisions. Yeah. So we were damn lucky when we were able to convince the government of Ogun State to see what we're doing at EduTAMS, and the government adopted EduTAMS to drive their schools. So today in the last 3 years, it's been an exciting thing for government now. They know the exact number of learners in all of their
schools.
And they know how these learners are distributed across different regions, across gender, across age. And then they also have used EduTAMS to also know what is the infrastructure deficit that they have across all of these schools. And so when they are pushing intervention, they know where the intervention will be. Even in times of moving teachers and trying to do a balance of the teacher-student ratio was also something that becomes easier for them to do.
Interesting. So,
and then also trying to manage performance. I think I need to tell a story about two things that happened this year that made a whole lot of impact. Government had to do some crises for best students in two local governments.
Okay.
You know, before, if you need best 10 students in a local government, what you have to do is from the state, the commissioner will send to PS.
Yes.
The PS will send to the director in charge of primary school and secondary. Mm-hmm. That one will call the ZDO. The ZDO will call the principal. The principal will be calling all the teachers. Teachers will say, okay, all other colleagues, send me your result.
Let me know your results.
Before they eventually get the result back to government, I think the event will have been over.
Takes a long time, yes.
And even sometimes, the bright best students may not even get it because the decision can eventually be politically motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what happened in Ogun State, I think that should be early this year, was that right on the seats, the commissioner just logged in and go to the local government and pick the best 10 students. And so was even the one sending the names to the schools. That school A, you had your students
have been selected.
Best student. Yours is the 10th best student. And then I'm coming to your local government to meet these people. What happened is that we were able to send the right signal even to that learners that irrespective of who you are, you can be recognized.
Yes, yes.
So they were recognized. That's motivating enough that now, if you work hard to be the best, you can actually get government attention. So in every of those schools now, learning is becoming competitive. The other experience that we had was one time the governor was passing through and just saw one learner's walking, and he stopped by and said, look, who are you? And the person, that learner identified himself and said, look, the commissioner for education was right beside him. And he asked, okay, how are you, this student? What the commissioner just did was to just open his office and ask the student, give me, do you know your name? And then he punched him in the name. Look, you are from this school.
Wow.
And then he asked the results. And by the time the governor saw the result, he adopted that learner as a son. So he became an adopted son of the governor. So what happened was because we deployed technology,
Yeah, digitized school management. Yes, yes.
Because every learner in the state has a unique learner identification number, with which we manage their flow across every school they move, even if you transfer from one school to another. So the EduTimes is beginning to like a solution targeted for government and ensuring that we modify it in a way that it works with the system of government. So it's marrying what happens in terms of operation in the school with how the school interacts with government at the ministry level. And then the ministry of education can sit down and get information about any school, and every school writes on their own seat in real time.
Interesting.
And that is how the EduTime Essential, what we call the EduTime Essential, which is targeted and developed for government, works.
Okay, great. Well done. So I was still going to, you know, ask you a question about the three plans, the pro, the essential, and the other one. Well done, sir. So dear listeners, EduTimes is your one stop for everything digitizing school management, and it's beneficial for all stakeholders, parents, teachers, government particularly. You can hear from his story how, you know, it has really helped Ogun state government achieve a lot of things when it comes to, you know, school management. So EduTimes is your one-stop shop, right? So sir, we'll move to the next question, and I'll really appreciate if you can keep it as brief as possible because we're actually time bound. So the next question, and I just want you to, you know, tie it into the next, is what distinguishes EduTimes from other school management systems? I know you have said a lot, but I just want you to touch on that and then answer the next question, which is what are the specific ways EduTimes helps school administrators gain better insights? So I know you have spoken, you know, largely about the government and how it helps them. So how about the school administrators, the basic schools and the secondary schools? What specific way, what are the specific features that EduTimes provides to help school administrators gain better insights into data management, school management?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we'll first need to address what is the big thing we're bringing into the space. One, we're bringing in first our understanding of how the system works. So we made EduTimes as a platform that is customizable. So being a cloud platform, it still means that every school can customize it for its own look. And I'll give you an example. Take, for instance, you want a platform on a cloud end and you want your color as a school to reflect. You know, as simple as color of the interface, the templates, school appreciates their color. So what EduTimes brought into the field is that every school can adapt even the color of their school to the EduTimes platform. So if I have 1,000 schools can choose their different colors so that when their end user, their student and their parent gets into their platform, they
will
choose
their color. That's great.
So it's customizable to that end. The other thing is that we also made EduTimes in such a way that it's do it yourself. That you can on your own set up the platform for your own use because everything there is customizable. So we're bringing in one solution into the market that, unlike many others, where even if you have to set up an account on the platform, you need to get a whole lot of support to be able to set up. So what we do now is that you can just go to our EduTimes website, edutimes.net, and then create an account, get it activated, and set up. You just have a state-by-state setup process for your school, and you are live right away. You can start using it. Then we brought also this agency approach into the platform, wherein somebody can be in Kaduna and then create an agent account on the EduTimes platform and begin to brand EduTimes for schools under his own brand.
Oh, and they get paid for it.
And then they get paid for it.
Interesting.
So if it takes sense, so that what we're just trying to do with that is to address our accessibility issue. That EduTimes may not be in Kaduna, but an agent in Kaduna can create an agent account on EduTimes and attach his own logo, his own name. And then when customer comes into the EduTimes platform, they will see powered by ABCZ.
By that particular agent.
And for that particular agent, he can earn from every subscription that every school pays under his own watch. So he does.
Wow, we should speak more about this.
So he hence commissioned from there. So we're also addressing, as much as we're addressing accessibility, we're also addressing job creation.
Yes.
So many people can get a job and even have his own office and sell EduTimes to schools under his own brand. And for every subscription, there is a percentage commission that he gets. And this percentage commission is not even something that is waiting till the end of the day. It's just in real time.
As the transaction
is consummated, commission is transferred straight away in real time to his accounts.
Wow.
So we're not even waiting. And this is perpetual. Perpetual to the extent that as long as that school,
as the school is on board,
family subscription, it gets commission every time. So it's not that one-off payment.
Interesting.
So it's not one-off payment. So these are things that we're bringing into the space, that we're changing the narrative in the edtech space, in the way solutions, end user interact with solution, we're changing the narrative. And in the way people benefit from the technology, we're changing the narrative. In the way we're also ensuring that we can increase accessibility to technology usage, we're changing the narratives. So those are what we're doing. And then when you now look at what are those things in features that we now begin to make unique
for school administrators.
For school administrators. The thing is that we're making real-time access to data possible. That as things are happening, you have a dashboard that is giving you narratives. In fact, for instance, your enrollment, right on your dashboard as an administrator, you see enrollment in the last three sessions. So that at a single view, you can see whether your enrollment every year is increasing or is decreasing. You can even see projection of revenue based on your previous session. That for this new session or this new time, this is how much money I'm expecting. And we're also having a partnership with the bank. So based on this,
I was about asking that question. Yes.
Yeah. So we have a partnership with the bank that based on this, your transactions, the bank has an idea of facilities that they can give schools. Mm-hmm. And this one product we're also trying to begin to help administrators to have easy access to credit to build their schools. Because what banks is looking for is that we need your transaction history. Now the transaction history is available. Now we have also built a partnership with the bank, and that is making access to loan facility or credit facility.
Yeah.
So we're bringing that into the space to address the need of the schools. We're also trying to make the collection of fees much easier and possible, even at the very lowest transaction charges, because we have negotiated strongly with the bank to ensure that we can ride on the back channel to provide a wallet system for schools to do their collections, which is this connection. So which means parents can pay from the convenience of their home and the school will get
account,
and they don't have to invest much money in printing receipts because a digital receipt will have been generated and sent to them,
your statement of account.
And then installmentally into their wallet and the school get credited.
Yes.
And when they are done. So even for some school that will say, okay, when is the end of time? Who is owing me? You don't have to run after anybody. It means if at the end of the time, a parent is owing you, the result won't be available if you activate such. And during the break, during the holiday, if the parent not pay off, the result is automatically available. So it has been helping school, quite a number of schools on our platform, to increase their revenue. Because more people can now pay because the system is helping to structure the payments.
Yes.
And then with what we have had with the learning science team under this MasterCard Foundation fellowship program, we have integrated strongly the learning science experience into the way we distribute learning content. Our interface has completely changed to personalize learning for every learner. So we've also invested heavily in working with over 200 teachers to build personalized learning content, lesson note, based on the Nigerian approved curriculum. So this is not just that we're taking from the textbooks. We ask teachers to prepare lesson note that they use in class for us. And then that lesson note now, we push it into our platform. And for every topic in that lesson notes, questions have been generated. So as a student is reading, he can take a practice questions. And this practice question now, at the end of the day, will determine in which of the topic the learner is not doing fine. And then we tell the learner at the end of the day.
Wow. So, sir, is it safe to say that EduTimes is a school management system and learning management system?
Yes.
Wow. So when you have dear listeners,
so that's why we said it's a one-stop thing. You have EduTimes, you have everything you need in the school. You don't need to have any other solution.
Interesting, interesting. So dear listeners, if you're a school administrator on this, listening to us at this time, and you're not onboarded on EduTimes, I don't know what you're doing. EduTimes gives you access to customizable content. You can do it yourself. You don't need the help of any staff from EduTimes. You can, as soon as you subscribe, you can create your platform and portal on your own. You have access to a school management system, digitized. You can even track your finance, enroll your students, track students' attendance, everything. Your one-stop shop for everything regarding school management system, learning management system, it's EduTimes. You don't have to pay for a school management system and pay, for a learning management system. Wow. Well done, sir. This is really great. This is a great tool.
Thank you very much.
It's a great tool. And, I'm really excited about it. School administrators, teachers should get to know more about EduTimes. And so that brings me to my next question, on accessibility and affordability. So I wanted to know, so if we have teachers in very remote areas that just have a smartphone, how can they access EduTimes in terms of accessibility? Can they use their phones? In terms of affordability, can school administrators in remote areas afford EduTimes platform?
Yeah, just like I said, we looked at so many factors when building EduTimes. Anybody can assess and afford EduTimes, at least to the best of our knowledge. We have pushed the pricing in a way that we cannot be beaten by price again. Okay. That's one thing behind
Can you talk us through, some of the pricing plans?
Yeah, in fact, EduTimes, with all of this, what we have said, you can get EduTimes for a term as low as 10,000 naira.
Wow.
As low as 10,000 naira for a small school. So, and you would see
that should be depending on the number of students.
So, depending on the number of learners in that school. So, if the learners is less than 100 or less than 50, you can pay as less than 10,000 naira. And then, if your learner is even above 200, you pay as high as 155,000.
Okay.
And and then you get all of these values that we have said. So, but in as small, irrespective of that, we also ensure that EduTimes is mobile adaptable. So, because we know that quite a number of people use their phones to do a lot of things. So we have ensured that the platform is mobile adaptable. So moment the system discovers that you are using mobile phones, it actually automatically adapts itself and fits into your screen. And it's very, very intuitive. Very, very interesting to use. So because we focus more on the user experience, we put all of this knowledge into building the EduTimes. So it's mobile adaptable. User experience is fantastic. We've tested its usability using a whole lot of testing model. So we ensure that it's affordable for different category of schools, because we have EduTimes in different subscription plan based on the features you want to use and based on the number of learners you have in your school. So for whatever you have, we have a plan that fits into you.
Great, great. So with, the most interesting part is that with as low as 10,000 naira, you can get on board and use EduTimes. That's, really great. Well done, sir. Dear school owners, the ball is in your court. The ball is in your court.
There's no reason for any school not to use EduTimes.
There's no reason.
No reason not to use EduTimes.
They even have access to loans, by the time, because of your partnership with the banks, they can access loans.
Right from the platform, they just click on apply for loan. It automatically sends a request to the bank.
Interesting, interesting. That's really great. And, bit about job creation, the agents, that's it for me. People can, you don't have to be a school owner or a school administrator to benefit from EduTimes, right?
EduTimes,
you can be an agent and just source for schools and earn your cool money. It could be an alternative source of income, right? Well done, sir. So I know you have talked about the essential plan. Can you talk us through the basic and pro plan? You know, looking through your website, I saw, you know, three featured plans for school administration, the basic, the essential, and the pro. I know you have spoken about the essential, which is that of the, yeah, government. The government. Can you talk to us very briefly
I've also spoken a bit about the basic, which is for private basic school.
Okay.
Then you have the EduTimes Pro. The EduTimes Pro is for the tertiary institutions. And then we have also looked at these tertiary institutions across College of Education, Polytechnic, University. So for whatever you have, the EduTimes Pro fits into how the tertiary institution works, because it creates
the idea of moving from
faculty, college system, department programs, and then having your students, having your lecturers, then having your non-academic staff. Then you have managing your lesson notes, your academic process, and then even result up to transcript. For the university where we work at TASUE, Taichung University of Education, you can sit where you are and apply for your transcript, and in the next minute you have your transcript.
Okay, great.
It's as simple as that in the university now. So if the day a student graduates, his transcript is already, because
he's ready.
He's ready.
All thanks to EduTimes. Interesting.
So, and now you want to request .EduTimes. So you can just make a request online, pay your requisite amount, and then you decide.
Send whether your email.
Yeah, if you want the transcript to be sent via email to the school you are sending it to, that will be done in the next minute. If you want the postage, by the next day or so, the postage is already out. Because now, transcript is just like by clicking of a button. You just make your matric number and then your transcript is ready.
So, okay.
The tertiary institution digitized complete experience around when a student is admitted from the point of admission to the point of graduation. Everything that happens in between. Admission process, the course registration process, the result processing process, the final clearance within the school, the graduation process, even up to when you are becoming an alumni and seeking for transcripts. The EduTimes digitize and automate the entire process.
Interesting. I know I wish solutions were EduTimes were available when I was a student. I lost my result. I think that was ICH 201. I lost the result and I kept going back. You know, it took, even after graduation, it took like a year to retrieve that result. And, you know,
with EduTimes now, that wouldn't have been. Because every lecturer just goes in, upload their scores and generate. Yeah, that's the only thing you do as a lecturer. Just upload your scores. The rest computation is done by system.
It's done by the system.
And every student has access to monitor their result at the end of every semester.
In real time.
Yeah, real time.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Dr. Adenubi. It's been, you know, really great hearing from you on the amazing product, you know, you're building with your team, EduTimes. So finally, I would want you to share, you know, you've been part of the MasterCard Foundation EdTech Fellowship since February. I would want you to shed some light on how this fellowship has impacted EduTimes. How has it contributed to, you know, its EduTimes growth and adoption and the progress so far? And basically, what would you tell other startups, you know, EdTech startups about this program? And how it has benefited you?
Well, I think we just must thank CC Hub and MasterCard.
Yay! All thanks to CC Hub.
Yeah, for giving us this opportunity. And I must say, without being equivocal, that this has been a very great thing that happened to EduTimes. The MasterCard Foundation Fellowship Program is something that is great to us because it changed completely our landscape. One first thing we did was that we had a very good rebranding process that we went through. So EduTimes was completely rebranded with the fellowship. And then we now started refocusing and reorganizing our team with bringing in new people and then getting people into established position and then having a clear structure of an organization that can begin to check and impact the education space. Then working with the number of teams, the learning teams has actually changed our thought around this, our LMS platform.
Yeah.
The fund we raised there was actually good enough for us to work with over 250 teachers building lesson notes.
I'm happy for you, sir.
Yeah, so we work with over 200 classroom teachers, not just anybody, classroom teachers.
In state or just, you know, different states Nigeria?
So to get them to work on different subject areas, to build content for us in English, in Yoruba, across primary, junior, and secondary schools. So we're building this content together to make sure that we can now distribute learning content to every learner that is on us. So that not having access to lesson notes is no longer an excuse.
Yeah, an excuse.
So whether your teacher comes to your class or not, you can be sure that based on approved curriculum by government, every learner can have access to the lesson note and read at their own pace.
Interesting.
Thank you. MasterCard Foundation.
MasterCard Foundation EdTech Fellowship.
So that has actually helped us. And then even in times of also creating awareness, we've been able to run now a radio program on EdTech. We run on two radio stations in Ogun State, trying to use that to increase the level of awareness of technology in the education space. And the feedback we're getting is also very, very interesting. What that has also shown is that we've seen like a 200% growth in our
subscription. 200%.
From our subscription from private schools, because people are beginning to say, and that we're going to see a lot more by the time most of the content on lesson notes that we're working with teachers
increases.
We're rolling out now. Most schools are calling and waiting for us to release this.
The
lesson note content. So the one, because it's one big bridge that we're trying to close. We're bridging that big gap between the teachers and the learners, because the lesson note is a big thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Now we're bridging that gap completely, because we're going to be saying now that learning content is available for everybody. So whether you are in the remote area where your teacher will not come to school, or you're in the city where your teacher will even come, the thing is that we're closing the gap. Because the same lesson note content you will see, then we're creating an interactive platform where learners in the remote area can talk on a topic, and then you will also be seeing the views of learners in the city. So that is bringing everybody together. And these are things that we actually were able to do because we got that kind of support from the MasterCard Foundation. So our access to market is also becoming interesting, because we're more capable to have access to market. And now our office is in Ijebu-Ode. Now we're able to open up another office in Abeokuta to be able to reach more schools and be closer.
Wow, such remarkable achievements.
So, and then we're planning that in the new year, we will also be in Lagos State, so that we can sit right at the heart of Lagos to serve.
Great. Well done. It has been an absolute, delight having you on the call. And just, listening to everything EduTimes is doing, providing access to digitized education for relevant stakeholders, not just schools this time, but tertiary institutions, is really laudable. Thank you very much, sir, for sharing with us. Dear listeners, if you're here, you're a school administrator, this is the time to get on board on EduTimes with as low as 10,000 Naira and digitize your school management system. Say bye to paperwork, excessive, schoolwork, and digitize your school management with EduTimes. If you're a government, stakeholder here, EduTimes is here for you. You could also hear, him share about how EduTimes has helped the Ogun State, education ministry in digitizing school management and the laudable results from that. Finally, we are an EdTech startup here. You could also hear him speak about the MasterCard Foundation EdTech Fellowship. This is the time for you to get ready to apply for the next cohort, which will be, coming up soon. Finally, sir, I'm sure my listeners will be itching to know more about EduTimes. So if they want to know more about EduTimes or get to find out more about this, where can they go? Where do they go? Is there a website? Is there an Instagram handle? Is there a contact? How do they reach you?
For anyone who wants to reach EduTimes, our website is our first point of contact. You can go to www.edutimes.net. And then you will be able to read about us. You can see the contact us, send your message. One of our officers will definitely call back. And right from there, we'll have your email. You can contact us via email. We're also on Facebook, EduTimes. We're also on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter, and then we're on Instagram. All of these are handles.
You are everywhere. That's great.
So we're everywhere. We're on WhatsApp. We have the EduTimes Connect, which we are reaching out to all our customers. So on the EduTimes Connect, we're on Facebook, on Twitter, on Telegram. So you can request to join, and you will get regular updates from us.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Adenubi. So just visit www.edutimes.net and make all your inquiries. And don't forget, you can sign up as an agent on EduTimes and make your cool cash. Thank you very much, Dr. Adenubi. It's been an absolute delight and honor, you know, having you as a guest speaker on the in the studio today. Have an awesome day ahead. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day.